This is Bob Inyard here. The show coming up now, we're going to have a debate with Barry Lynn of Americans United Against Church and State. I think you'll enjoy it. In fact, for 3 weeks, we're going to have a lot of interviews. Yesterday's show with homeschooler Rachel Heflin, she did a 10-minute speech, not from notes in the studio. She gave it from her heart, from memory. In a few weeks, we're going to have Dick Morris, the author of the new book about Hillary called Rewriting History. So we think you'll enjoy the next few weeks of shows, and we want to invite you to come on to our store on the web at KGOV.com. If you go to KGOV, you're interested in Bob Inyard Live videos, audio tapes, the plot manuscript. You could find out so much about what we have to offer right online. It's as easy as could be, KGOV, KGOV.com.
One morning, there's truth of ahead. It gets beyond.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Down in Colorado Springs, Catholic Bishop Michael Sheridan has sent out a letter saying that Catholics who go against the church teachings by voting for candidates who support abortion, stem cell research, euthanasia, or homosexual marriage, that those Catholics should not receive communion. So we have on the line with us the executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Barry Lynn, welcome to Bob Inyard Live.
Well, it's nice to be here, Bob.
Barry, could you give us your impression of this bishop? And I'd like for you and I to perhaps have a debate.
Absolutely. Well, I think this is really a kind of religious blackmail, Bob. And I said that not just today, but I also said it to the bishop the other night on a program on NBC. I don't think it's appropriate for leaders of churches to define for their congregations the kinds of candidates that should be voted for and to deny any ritual of the church to people on the basis of their disagreement with church polity on issues, even issues of some degree of importance. Now, having said that, the bishop of a Catholic church, the leader of many Protestant churches, have the right under our Constitution to deny these religious rituals to their congregants.
Right, they have the right.
It's not a question of whether they have the right.
Yeah, I understand. You're saying they have the right to do this, but you think it's inappropriate. It lacks wisdom.
I think it lacks wisdom, okay. And I also think it lacks consistency. That is to say, the Roman Catholic Church, for example, is, in fact, opposed to the death penalty. It's not as simple and as clear and as 100% obvious to every bishop as their opposition to abortion, but it's pretty darn clear to most of us. Also, the Catholic Church, for example, as you know, the Pope issued a strong statement about the United States not going to war in Iraq. He said it was not a just war. He condemned those people who were bringing it about and said they'd have to answer to God for it, but yet no Catholic bishop is ever thinking about denying communion to anyone on the basis of his or her opposition to the death penalty or the war in Iraq. It's only these issues like abortion and euthanasia.
Barry Lynn with Americans United for Separation of Church and State. I'd like to make a concession to you and see if you'd make a reciprocal concession. Let's just consider the bishop's action regarding abortion. If pro-lifers are wrong in that it should be okay to end the life of a fetus, then the bishop is wrong on that issue. If we could just focus on that first. On that issue, the bishop is wrong in telling Catholics if you support abortion, you should not take communion. On the other hand, would you concede the reciprocal that if pro-lifers are right in that abortion is murder, as God would view it, then on the issue of abortion, the bishop is right?
Well, no, actually I wouldn't, because I don't know how we can, either of us can know the answer to that
I'm
on
not
the basis
saying,
of anything other than our religious beliefs,
Barry,
and our
my question,
of Scripture.
Barry, my question doesn't require absolute knowledge or absolute truth. It's saying if abortion is morally okay, then the bishop is wrong. If abortion equates to murder, then on that issue, the bishop is right.
Well, let me just concede it for the sake of being able to continue the conversation.
Okay, because I'd like to know, what if a religious leader in Nazi Germany stood up and announced a zero-tolerance policy for supporting the Nazis or supporting the Holocaust or rounding up Jews and killing them, and said, if you support a Nazi politician, you will be excommunicated from our church? Would you have objected back then?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because, of course, we don't have a constitution. They didn't in Nazi Germany have a system of government even remotely like ours here in the United States that has a deep respect for the separation of church and state.
Barry, I want to press you on some of this, because they had the Weimar Constitution, which was a Republican constitution. They voted to get Hitler in. He got about the same percent of the vote that Bill Clinton got. And you said probably not. You would probably not object to the church excommunicating Nazis and people murdering Jews, because you can recognize that killing Jews is murder. So therefore, the real principle is, if the bishop is right that abortion is murder, then Barry Lynn thinks it's okay to execute members of a church who advocate murder. But if the bishop
excommunicate, not execute. But it's really a silly argument, Bob, because the truth is we don't have any answer. We're living in a time of ambiguity. It's not ambiguous to you or to me, because we have set aside, or we have very different views on the topic of abortion and what the Bible says, or in fact, in my case, I believe it says nothing about it. But the point is that this is a time of moral ambiguity, and real people in Colorado are being told by a bishop, don't vote for people for this basis, and if you vote for them, we will deny you communion.
Right.
I simply think that is wrong-headed.
Barry, if you just said we don't have any answers. If you don't have answers, if you don't know, you're unqualified to weigh in on this decision. If abortion is morally acceptable, what the bishop did is wrong. If abortion is the unjust taking of a human life, what the bishop did on that issue is commendable, and he would be a hero recognized around the world if he had did it in Nazi Germany.
Right, but he didn't do it in Nazi Germany,
right.
And the church didn't do it in Nazi Germany.
Well,
and I am clear. I'm 100% clear on my personal view about abortion.
Okay, so then you would agree then that if abortion is murder, what the bishop is doing on that issue is commendable. You agree with that, right?
No, I don't agree with that, because he can't know that. So,
well, you claim to know that. Why can't he? Are you infallible?
No, he has an opinion about it.
You have an opinion
which you share with him. I have an opinion which is different from both of you.
Right, and
but
some people have the
I am not telling. Let me just finish. I am not telling. If I had a local church, which I don't have right now because this is the job I do full time, but the point is I would not tell people, I will not perform a wedding for you if you disagree with me on the topic of war or abortion, or for that matter, any other of these hot theological debate topics.
So if there's a racist who advocates killing Jews, you would marry him?
No, I can choose not to marry the person individually. I can make a decision.
And the reason is, Barry, the reason is because you view the killing of Jews as morally reprehensible, and we should do nothing to support that kind of bloodshed. And I think you have some moral cowardice here, Barry Lynn, because you should be able to say, if abortion is murder, then what this bishop did is commendable. If it's not murder,
but it doesn't get us anywhere, Bob. If I
sure
said
it does.
That, if I said it for the sake of argument, which
no,
I actually did earlier,
no, for the sake of reality,
then that you act as if, but we know that, and then you go down this long road.
No, come on,
I'm
not going that far yet. You are afraid of the simple logical statement that if it's murder, the bishop is right for being intolerant of it. You're afraid of that statement because you know where it will lead.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I know where you think it will lead.
Okay,
but,
well, then,
but again,
then
for
concede.
The sake of argument, it's your program. For the sake of argument, let us say that we knew that.
No, I'm not saying that we know it.
How does it change anything? We don't know it.
I'm not saying that we know it, but if we did know it, then it should be obvious to you. The bishop is saying if you support mass murderer, you shouldn't take communion. That's pretty obvious to anyone, I think, even you. But you're afraid to concede the very basic logical proposition.
Well, no, I already did that a few minutes
ago. No, you did it half-heartedly.
Let me concede it for
the sake of argument. No, in reality, Barry Lynn's world, mass murder is worthy of excommunication. If you support the slaughter of Jews, it's appropriate for a minister to excommunicate you or withhold communion.
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay, so then the only issue is whether abortion, the killing of an unborn child, a fetus, whether it's murder. So Barry Lynn of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State agrees with this, that if abortion is murder, then what the bishop did is commendable. If it's not murder, the bishop is wrong.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so then it comes down to that. Is abortion, if you have a child in the womb who's 5-6 months old, he's been sleeping and dreaming from when he was 8 weeks old, his heart's been beating from when he's 5 weeks old, he's got fingerprints, we could measure his brain waves, and if he were born, he would be a beautiful little preemie that we would love and cherish. But whether it's partial birth abortion or Warren Hearn up in Boulder, you could go in at a 6-month-old baby. We have it advertised in the Yellow Pages. Mm. A 6-month-old baby, and he will go in and dismember that baby, rip its arms and legs off, kill it, and save the mother of having to raise a child.
You don't really want to talk about the politics.
Of course I do, Barry.
But you want to give me your vision, your false vision once more, non-biblical vision of abortion. Go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, you should have asked me to talk about that.
The bishop said if you support candidates who advocate abortion, you should not take communion. That's what the issue is. You don't want to talk about the issue.
Well, he also said that people shouldn't vote for candidates who are pro-choice.
Right, but if you...
Which is why we got involved in this in the first place, because we don't think it's up to leaders of the church, whatever side they're on the abortion question, for example, to tell parishioners for whom to vote.
If you want to kill Jews, a pastor shouldn't say, don't support Nazis, racists, KKK, who want to kill Jews. That's inappropriate for a pastor?
No, it's fine for a pastor.
So
this is
the
nothing
only
even close. This is not the same moral universe.
Okay.
You're living in an entirely different
moral
universe.
So I have the Denver.
You get to cite a single piece of evidence, biblical evidence.
I have
to support
the Denver
your idea. All you're talking about are these nonsensical analogies.
Okay, here's my
smiling
evidence.
Smiling and dreaming, which is pseudoscience at its best.
Here's my evidence. The Denver Yellow Pages right in front of me. Denver Metro Yellow Pages. Under the Yellow Pages, A, page 2, the Boulder Abortion Clinic, outpatient abortion through 25 weeks. Mm-hmm. A baby that if the baby is delivered, he's a precious little child. Barry Lynn, Hillary Clinton support the right to kill that little baby. And our point is, if you're murdering right then, Barry, you should be excommunicated. You're not qualified to be a minister.
Okay, well, I kind of figured that's probably the position you would take. Of course, fetuses are not little babies. And, of course, according to the federal government, which is not exactly controlled by liberals these days, including the Department of Health and Human Services, about 61% of those unions of eggs and sperm result in spontaneous abortion. Spontaneous abortion.
Yeah, natural death is different than going in and taking a 6-month-old baby and dismembering him.
I'm always very curious about why you believe, if God believes that this is murder.
It's not murder. Natural death is not murder.
No, but you said abortion is murder.
Yeah, natural death is not murder. A miscarriage is not murder.
61% is a pretty high, an astonishingly high percentage of people to spontaneously die at an early age.
That statistic is not known. It'd be pretty hard to know that. And two,
no, actually, we know it quite
actually,
clearly
we quite don't. Not too long ago, we thought chimpanzees were only 3% different genetically than human beings.
Right,
now we know
still
that that's
know that. More like 2%, but we know that.
Barry
too.
Lynn, you couldn't be more wrong. We've covered the press releases of the leading scientists on that issue in the secular evolutionary press, and you're completely oppositely. You're wrong in the opposite direction.
No.
But okay, so anyway, so killing a 6-month-old baby for convenience is not murder in Barry Lynn's religious worldview. And
I didn't say that, did I? Did I say that? No.
Well, go ahead. Tell us that.
What you want to do.
Go ahead. Tell us that
me
it's murder.
What I believe about things as a religious matter. What I was talking about and what we need to be talking about in a secular country. I realize you don't care for them, including the one we've
care
got.
For,
but
care
we
for
have
who?
It, and we have a constitution, Bob, and it just happens to be in disagreement with you on the legal issue
well, let
of
me
whether
quote
women
the constitution.
Can make their own moral choices.
Let me quote the Constitution in two places to tell you how it agrees with me and objects to you. Mm-hmm. You shall not deprive anyone of life or limb without due process. They have to be convicted of a capital crime to kill them, and that these rights are held for us and our posterity. And if a six-month-old baby in the womb advertised in the Yellow Pages is not our posterity, then that's an abortion of the English language. The babies in the womb are our posterity, and to be able to kill them without a conviction for a capital crime is brutal murder. And that's what we think, the left, Barry,
yeah,
and the secular Christians like you, that's what we think you're guilty of. Murder, the kind that led to the Nazi Holocaust.
No, well, I'm aware of that, and I certainly, you are, as is said many, many times, under our Constitution, entitled to your belief. What you are not entitled to do, however, thankfully the Supreme Court has weighed in on this issue, is to try to have everyone in the country accept your moral and religious understanding.
I agree.
And it's an interesting understanding,
I agree with
Bob,
that. I'm not all
talking about
yeah.
6 months old
okay.
babies. You have not talked about fetuses
well,
that
it's
are
the same,
1 week old.
Yeah, it's the same story. But the point is, when you drop God's boundary of don't shed innocent blood, don't kill innocent people, then whether it's 1 week or 12 weeks or 6 months, Barry Lynn, should late-term abortions be illegal?
No, they should not
right.
be illegal.
Right, you support the killing.
It should never be up to the state. It should never be up to the government to make a decision about one of the most intimate and personal decisions that a woman makes in her life.
Okay, how
You've
about
give
how,
it to
let
somebody.
Me Either let me
give
ask
it to
you
the
on
legislature
that.
Or the woman. I give it to the woman every time.
Let me ask you, a woman is in a coma in a hospital and she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She's 6 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. The ACLU goes to court for the right for the doctors to do an abortion. Would
who
you
asked for the
would
abortion?
You oppose that in every circumstance?
No, who asked for the abortion?
Her husband
in
is
your hypothetical.
Her husband is dead. Her husband is dead. So
her
she was appointed. She was appointed a representative of the state.
She was appointed a guardian.
A guardian. So
and I
should,
believe yes. The law of guardianship, in my view, needs to take precedence here. Unless we know something about the woman's belief before
okay,
she went into the coma,
so that if we don't, you think the government should have the right to decide to kill that unborn child? And here's why I think: because you don't care who makes the decision, you'll side with the ones who are inclined to kill the baby.
No, in fact, if you would let me finish,
yeah,
I would
ahead.
Have said that first of all, if the guardian asserts the right to keep that woman alive with that fetus alive, I would defer to that. The reason we have to have somebody make decisions is because we're talking about real people here, something apparently you're having a little trouble, Bob, with this concept.
Yeah,
there are real
ahead.
People who have real moral decisions to make. And you think that a state legislature or the president or the attorney general can just slip in and decide, well, of course abortion's always wrong. We will never permit it. I believe this is a tough moral choice that individual people need to make, primarily women need to make. But in the case you just gave me, I wouldn't side with any automatic resolution. I would, and if the woman said before she went into a coma, I never want to have an abortion,
yeah,
then I believe that that is the principle upon which that hospital should operate.
Barry,
they should not force her to have one.
And if the woman had said nothing on the topic, then there's no decision that needs to be made because there's a little human being alive inside that womb. But you would support the government making a decision without being asked to, making a decision that we're going to abort that baby. You would support that decision.
No, there's nobody, there's no hospital in this country that will act without to eliminate, to do an abortion or to take someone and remove feeding tubes or remove the apparatus that's sustaining this woman in a coma.
If the guardian got a court order.
Yeah, then when we have to make decisions. And that does
no, you
mean
don't.
That on the,
no,
in
you
the
don't.
Absence of no information.
You don't have to make that decision. My point with this hypothetical is to show where you're coming from. No decision needs to be made. The baby's in the womb. The baby's alive. It is. Let me ask you this.
Where's this baby going? And what's the medical condition of the mother?
I will take the baby.
There are about 800 facts here, Bob, that are important to make a disposition of this case.
In the scenario, assume she's in a stable coma, and I will adopt the baby. Or if I'm objectable, we'll give you a list of 1,000 Christian families that will adopt the baby.
Okay.
So that answers
your
two questions.
I'll give you a list of 1,000 people that want to be adopted.
Well, let me ask you a couple basics. Is it the fetus, is it alive or dead, or I don't know?
Of course it's alive.
Is it human? Is it a cat, or I don't know?
Well, we don't know whether it's a person.
Do you know if it's human?
We don't know if it is a person. We do know, as a matter of fact, that legally it is not a person.
Do you know if it's...
That's one of the things that Roe v. Wade taught us.
Barry, maybe you'd like to answer different questions, but I asked, is it human? Is it human? You said it was alive.
Of course it's human.
Okay, so we have a living human.
Fetus.
Fetus. You know what fetus means? Earlier you said it didn't mean unborn child, a little baby. Do you know what it means, the Latin term? It means little one.
Right.
Little one. Yeah, so we have a living human being, and Barry Lynn will side on the side of killing it because he thinks that God doesn't value that unborn child. And I say that if
I don't think that.
Go ahead. You think God values it?
I know, because there is only one passage in the Bible that even remotely relates to the topic of abortion, and it is in a discussion in Exodus about Jewish law, and it, as I said, it only alludes to this because it says that the penalty for killing a pregnant woman is greater, and is, in fact it was a capital offense, than causing a spontaneous stillbirth if you commit an act of violence against a woman, which is merely a punishable by a fine.
Right.
Now, this suggests strongly that in Jewish law, as you well know, in Jewish law, fetuses were not considered within the full ambit and protection of the law.
Okay, now that was eloquent, but I believe wrong on the biblical text. The Bible, in the passage you quote in Exodus, if a man is committing an assault, if men are fighting, mm-hmm. and a woman is injured, and the baby comes out prematurely, that's what the text says. The baby comes out prematurely, then the punishment shall be life for life. What your side argues is that text. The life for life is if you kill the mother,
yes,
not the baby. No, but it's not, because you could look up the Hebrew verb if you like. It's used many times in the Old Testament, and it's talking about crops that sprout early. It's talking about coming out early. If the baby comes out early, then the punishment shall be life for life, or simply a restitution if the baby's not killed. And so you guys want to make it a miscarriage so that the baby's dead, but only if the mother dies is there a death penalty. But that's
right. Well,
not
that's
what it
I
says.
Think the biblical text says. Right. Obviously, we have a difference of opinion about this, too. But let me bolster my opinion by the teachings of the early church. As you know, the early church did not consider abortion to be a terribly significant matter, and in fact did not even believe that it was worthy of any moral consideration until a period called ensoulment, or a time called ensoulment.
Barry, I could show you way more evidence that the early church hated Jews. And that doesn't prove that they were right. The Bible,
no,
Jesus,
quite the contrary.
Right,
if you
Jesus
again had Bob.
Yeah,
if
go ahead.
Let me just finish.
Yeah.
I would have said this is not for me dispositive of the issue.
Right, right.
But what it does do is suggest that the early church saw it the way I just explained Exodus. Now you can have a different opinion.
No,
you can have a different
Barry,
interpretation.
The
you can
early
have an ongoing revelation from God, which I do, by the way, believe in, and as a consequence. You can have a different view, but it will be a religious view, and it is not one that I think you should impose by fiat, by force of telling people who to vote for in a constitutional democracy, which is what we have.
Barry, the early church was not monolithic on any issue, especially not abortion in the state of an unborn child, but they had Jesus Christ in the womb, the Apostle Paul in the womb, the prophet Jeremiah in the womb. We had Psalm 39 talking about the development, the fetology of the baby in the womb, saying as his joints and sinews are woven together, he's fearfully and wonderfully made. And Barry Lynn will say, go in there and dismember it, kill it, because I don't value it the way God apparently does.
No, you see, once again, I mean, it's getting a little tedious here, Bob, to be frank with you.
All right, well, we're about done.
What you're once again doing is telling people what you think, I think about this act. I am not telling people
you told
what
us,
they
Barry.
Do. I am telling people what they have the right in our constitutional system to choose to do. If that choice is wrong, if you are right, if Bishop Sheridan is right, then people will have to answer for that.
Right,
correct?
Right. I'm thrilled you said that. And if that choice is wrong, if it's murder, then Barry Lynn gave people, millions of people, a false sense of security that you could kill your posterity, you could kill your children, and you could do it with impunity.
I have always said, Bob, that the things that I say and the beliefs that I have, I will have to answer for
of course,
also.
Of
we
course.
All do. That's the one thing apparently we do agree about here in this conversation.
Right, and but that didn't buy any leeway for the Nazis who advocated slaughtering Jews. In the
you know,
same,
I'm not actually,
all right.
You know, you can keep going back to the Nazis forever.
Well, that's the issue. That's the issue. If they're babies,
no, the
if they're babies, you're a Nazi. If they're not, you're a hero.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous because, of course, the Nazis believed in general, knew that what they were doing was wrong. They did not accept this nonsensical Nazi science that was all, and the more we know about Nazi Germany, the more we know that they lied all the time. They never believed what they said. They were simply engaged in an act of genocide.
Abortion workers and doctors have written of the terror, the nightmare feeling. Warren Hearn up in Boulder has written that you can feel the death and dismemberment as you saw off the limbs of the baby. They write there's nurses who quit in horror and get sick and tell their stories. Planned Parenthood's own research, the Guttmacher Institute, shows that a significant percentage of women who have abortions believe it was murder. A significant percentage.
Now, that could be from one of two reasons. It could be that they have had a change of heart, that they wish they had not done whatever they had done, or it also could be because every moment since the time they decided this, they were probably confronted with people like yourself.
That's right, of course.
People like Bishop Sheridan, who are, again, in my view, misleading women about the moral issues involved here.
Barry Lynn, I do want to thank you for coming on to Bob and Your Live.
Thank
we appreciate
you,
it. Your website, could you give us that?
It's au.org.
You couldn't get easier than that, Americans United. We had to settle for kgov.com.
All right.
Internet.
Hey, Bob, it's
thank
always
you, Barry.
Interesting thank chatting
you.
With you.
It is interesting. Thank Bye-bye. You, Barry Lynn. We appreciate that. If you'd like to study the Bible with us, in fact, you might be fascinated by that Exodus passage and what's going on there, not to get into a Bible study and discussing the Hebrew text with Barry Lynn, but we've got it in our Bible study album, The Exodus Code. God's justice system will help you evaluate our politicians. That's how that album is described in our catalog. By the way, if you don't have the Bob and Your Life catalog, you'll want it. Give us a call, 800-8-N-YARDS, 800-836-9278. Ask for the catalog or ask for the Exodus Code Bible Study Album, 6 tapes, $32.95. Or you could subscribe to our monthly Bible Study Album. And for $34.95, that includes shipping and handling, you'll get a Bible Study Album delivered to you every month. And you could indicate whether you prefer audio tape or MP3 CD-ROM. I think you'll love studying the Bible with us. And if you don't, we've got a 30-day money-back guarantee on everything. But you might want to check out the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible, 330 pages. It's my best-selling unpublished manuscript. I think you'll love it, so call up and order or check out our store at KGov. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.